What's up? What's up? It's the Boss Man Show. Hollywood with me. It's our second quarter kickoff to summer special. Boss, Hollywood here for you. Three great segments. FUI material. Segment one. Email. Segment two. Segment three. FUI material and recap. So, without further ado, I turn over to the Four Horsemen, the man himself. Been with me since day one on the Boss Man Show, since we launched this thing. My road dog, my main man, from Chicago, down through Dallas, now into Louisiana. My man, Hollywood, Alec.
Yes, indeed, folks, we're back. We're back. And we're better than ever. You understand? We got some material that's going to do what it's supposed to.
Yes.
You understand? We got the FUI material. You dig? We got emails out the butt. Man, it's about to go down. You understand? We're going to do it up. We're going to do it up.
Yes, indeed.
You already know. All right. So are you going to do? We going to kick it off right now?
Yeah, we're going to kick it off because we have a block, unfortunately, of Tristan Thompson stories. I want to get them out of the way first because this guy is one of the worst FUIs ever. He rivals his teammate, J.R. Smith, for now, because J.R. Smith will not be a Cavalier very much longer. He'll be on some other team. But Tristan Thompson is fighting for the mantle of FUI Prince. Because, I mean, a block of stories on him like this is out of control. It's all because he's in that Kardashian clan that's made him a worse FUI than he already was before, previously getting with the Kardashians.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It reads, shook one. Kylie Jenner told Jordan Woods she's scared of her now. Okay. After hookup with Tristan, without a thought of Chloe or truth, Chloe claims Tristan Thompson threatened to kill himself after being caught creeping with Jordan Woods. Real? Okay. Khloe Kardashian says Tristan threatened suicide after the Jordan Woods scandal. And that's crazy all by itself.
Very.
Okay, well, you sent me reality TV rumor control. Tristan Thompson is big mad his baby mama Khloe claimed he threatened to hurt himself. Okay. While he was with the Kardashians, Jordan Craig claims Tristan Thompson paid her $112,000 not to date other men, even when he was with Khloe. Folks, you can't make this stuff up.
Look at all these blocks of stories back to back. And we got even more on this guy. It's the same end of it.
Let me tell you, this guy, he's an even bigger pick-me clout chaser than I thought he was in the first place.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what his problem is. But, hey, you know, we're not really into asking too many questions because we'll probably get the answers that we're looking for, and they're not going to be good in the first place.
Not at all.
You know, so we just keep it moving. Okay, here we go. Thanks, no more parties in L.A. Tristan Thompson, Jordan Woods, and Kylie Jenner end up at the same West Hollywood hotspot.
Really?
What are the chances of that happening? You hear what I'm saying? By cloud chasing? Like, really, what is the chance? What are the chances that that would happen?
Exactly.
Dude, I don't know, man. Looking bad already? Okay, here we go. Tristan Thompson's OG baby mama, Jordan Craig, finally speaks on the devastation the devastation that Chloe wreaked upon her during her pregnancy with Prince. Sometimes I just don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know who's more borderline cerebral. Is it them or is it the people that are actually reporting this nonsense?
Exactly.
And I'm not talking about us, like, we're like 10th party. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like public FUI. You know what I'm saying? This is all the way. You understand what I'm saying? But it's almost like, we don't chase them down. We don't chase these people down to get a story.
Sure don't.
You understand? We just tell you the story because we want you to know the power and the ridiculousness of FUI activity. Like, this happens every day where people get to chase down FUIs and then write a story about their FUL. And L stands for life. So, I just thought I'd throw that in there. Okay, here we go. Ain't Ish Daddies. Infant allergic. Tristan Thompson only saw son 9 times in the first 2 years of life, according to child support documents.
What a FUI for that.
Dude, I mean, that's instant. If he had never done anything before that, you understand? That would be it. Okay? Gosh.
He's too busy in West Hollywood hotspots. He's too busy messing around with his baby mama's sister's friend. He's too busy, like, he's a clout chaser. Dude, you're a Cavalier player. You're in the NBA. You have a nice contract. Why do you do these things? You don't have to do these things.
That's what I'm saying.
He ain't got to do none of this stuff. He can just be normal if he wants to.
Well, you know, he's already a burgeoning star. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see the point of trying to be extra to find yourself in, you know, the tabloid magazines or anything like that. I don't understand. Like, next, you know, he's going to be on a reality show. If it hasn't already happened many times before. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't personally seen it. I personally probably don't want to see it. But to me, it's barking up the wrong type of attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Have 8 stories in a row on you. 8 stories are reported on you just this week. 8!
That's ridiculous. He needs his ass whooped. And I'm just telling you, if anything, you know, if it's true, you know what I'm saying? Because I know sometimes the media likes to twist shit up. But the thing is if it is true, and had, you know what I'm saying, that he only saw his son 9 times, you know, that's preposterous. There's no excuse.
But do you know what he said in court, though? You know what he said in court, don't you? He can see me on TV 82 times a year playing basketball.
Really, bro?
That's what he said.
That dude's, man, he's a, that, you, man, look. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was about to tell you that there's no possible way this guy could be running neck and neck with JR, but I recant. Like, I recant even that mental statement. I recant it. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, he's not only is he running neck and neck, but, like, he's eating soup off of Swisher's head right about now.
Like, really? This is what you said in court?
Dude.
You see me 82 times a year on TV. I'm working.
What? Nick, man. Oh, my God. Man, anyway. Do we have any more anything else about this imbecile?
Not tonight, thank God. But I want to ask this question, Hollywood. Do you think that hanging out with Swish and being his teammate makes him worse?
Look. You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I will say this. You know, they say that you are the company you keep.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So there's a great possibility that the undisputed king of FUI is, it could be rubbing on him some, but you know, I don't know if it could be within that area concerning the child. You know what I'm saying? Some people, once they get a taste of crossing, you understand, the really wet and thirsty sands, you know what I'm saying, at the same time of FUI, you know, goofiness, sometimes it just takes a whole life of its own. And maybe he just, I mean, he made a left. Like, he made a left. He's about to be in an infinite circle of just FUI activity. Like, if this how he's rocking off, now, it's early. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bro.
It's, to me, it makes sense, because I'm going to tell you, this guy, it's like, dude? Really, Tristan? Okay, this guy makes $18.5 million next year. He's the Cavs' second highest paid player. And he's pulling shenanigans like this.
Like, it's just pretty. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're pretty much already established. You understand what I'm saying? There's really no purpose in putting yourself out there like that.
Done.
You know what I mean? It's unnecessary, you know? Real bad boys moving fast.
Exactly. And you're in the 30-mile zone, the TMZ zone. Everything you do gets seen and reported on, Tristan.
That's when you know you're FUI.
You don't realize this?
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, if you get caught, I mean, if you're peeing on a tree, they're gonna report that. And I'm sure he probably get caught. He's a clout chaser. That's just what they do. They chase the clout.
But it doesn't hit. But see, like you said, Hollywood. Him sitting in court, he can see me 82 times a year on TV. I'm at work. That's beyond FUI. You're just a savage.
That's trifling. It's trifling. I couldn't imagine. You know, I got two kids. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't imagine telling my baby's mother, if he wants to see me, he can see me on TV. I couldn't imagine saying that about my own child.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. Man, dude, look, man, I don't know, man. I think we might have found the new undisputed king.
At least Swish takes care of his four daughters.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I can give him credit. I give him credit for that. The antics, ridiculous. But you've never heard anything about him not taking care of his kids, or at least I haven't.
I haven't either.
But this fool here. Man, like I was saying, bro, like, this is it, because I don't even want to talk about this fool no more.
Yeah, like, we're done with him.
This dude's an idiot. You know what I'm saying? You got blessed. You're about to jump into the money, and that's what you have to offer? Gotcha. Where are we at, man?
We had ACT UP.
Oh,
Summer
okay.
Saver. Wendy Williams confirms she's seen a 27-year-old, hence he's smashing her newly freed flatty to No Strings Smithereens.
Almost threw up in my mouth. That's what happened. I almost went there.
Yeah.
Oh man, how am I gonna address this one right here? God bless him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, what can I say?
This is a business deal for him. He's hoping to get to that money by sacrificing all his dignity to smash that flat booty, non-attractive woman who's messy. This is a money play for him. He wants to marry her and get to that money like Hunter did.
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just old school. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm just from a different breed, but there are some things out there that, you know, that's not even, I don't know, man. You understand? That depends on how much money it is. You know what I'm saying? There's amounts of money that can turn your head. You're like, oh, man. But then, you know, you know, just like I told you, I don't even know. I mean, like, I would have to think really long and hard. Like, I would have told her, well, maybe if you could give me a week to make a decision. Because, you know, the lights are going to be on all the time. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, can you blindfold me? All the time. I don't know, man. That's heavy. Like, I'm imagining, like, the only thing that I can think about right now is when that time she passed out. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
What she looked like before she passed out. Like, that was a scary picture, bro.
You know what another picture scares me? Remember that picture she's posted on the beach of her no figure having ass?
Oh.
That picture just dumb.
Damn, dude. I forgot about that.
That picture, that seeing her body, how it was just nothing to it. It's just flabby and flat and big chest and her big face. Like a bullwinkle or something. I can't
dude,
do it.
She was looking like a dragged out Gladys from the Muppets.
Bro, I couldn't do it. Like, I would lose the money because I couldn't fire off.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. Like, there's some things that you have to just really know yourself on. You know what I'm saying? And there'd be no way that I put myself in a predicament to make myself look like a fool. You know what I'm saying? My face would tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? From, man, you name it. From, I mean, all the blog writers would know it. All the bloggers would know it. They'd be like, man, this dude right here, it's obvious that he's in it for that quick buck. Because I'm telling you, every time you see them together, he looks borderline disgusted. Like, he's just ready to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you see the little kid, you know, and they're getting dropped off at that one auntie's house that's consistently hugging and kissing on them with the mustache, and they're just terrified.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Kind of looking like that. They would have been done told everything. Yeah, he's in it for a quick buck, man. You need to, you might as well ask that right now.
Oh, yeah.
So why even put yourself, no, bro. Okay. All right. What's this? Zipping it and doing it? Here's a look at Wendy Williams, much younger man who's hot topically smashing her to rearranging remnants.
More power to him on that one.
Hey, man, look, just like I told you, man, God bless him. God bless him. Like, you get 5-100, you 5-star G, you are. You get many hundreds. But you're alone on that one. Especially when it comes to this particular show. All right. Okay, here we go. We got another one. Groove gained Wendy Williams. Calabasas kicks it with the Kardashians. Dips it and does it. Dips it and does it with very sexy mystery man. Kevin Hunter Sr. still has beef. Oh, that's something different. Okay. Dips it and does it. Right. Okay. Yeah. Now we're on to Kevin Hunter Sr. Dude, go away. Just count your blessings in jet, man. What are you doing? Okay. Here we go. Kevin Hunter Sr. still has beef with son after catching not box fade. Yeah, we talked about that on the last show.
We did. He's still mad about it. He made the news. He's still mad about it. He's still pissed about it. I mean,
well, what's he mad about? There's nothing he can do about it, man. It happened.
Exactly.
Man, just, you know, just take your L, get a stand, and go sit on it, man. Straight up. Shoot, that's all you can do when you got rock. Shoot, I wish I could have seen it. But anyway. Okay, former friend fault Black China for failed music career. Really?
What's the friend named Pipes?
Dude, I'm trying to figure out what music career. Like, what is that? Okay. Says he was there when Kardashian sent her a frenemy cake. Come on, man. Former friend faults Black China for failed music career. Says he would. Dude, come on, man. What music career, dude? Anyway.
Exactly.
Dude, pump your brakes, Angela. Rob Kardashian refuses to allow Baby Dream on Black China's reality TV show. Okay. Well, I mean, why do you think he would want to do that?
Because he wants her to be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, his reality TV show.
Of course.
It's as if you got motives behind it.
Well, yeah. I mean, forget protecting the kid. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Now, for me personally, if I have my own reality show, I probably wouldn't want my child to be seen on it. At the moment, not my baby. But that's me. You know what I'm saying? Because people are stupid. But, you know, he wants to boost the ratings. Gotcha. Anyway, more on Black China. Black China blasts back at Rob's hypocrisy over blocking Dream from her show but keeping her up with a contrived Kardashian. See what I mean? I mean every time that's what happens. Ridiculous. Okay. Enough on baby. Here we go. Baby Dream. Gotcha. Bruh. No, are you serious?
Yes, it's very.
Okay, Miami man on trial throws feces at judge. It's protein, it's good for you, he says.
Terrible.
You're gonna get life.
Exactly.
If they don't hang him. It's ridiculous. He's gonna get life. It's over. He apparently wants to never leave prison.
Obviously.
Like, you wanna be a lifer. That's just something that you wanna do. Unbelievable. Okay. Moving on. Method Man. Wu Tang in the house. All right. Method Man's unaging fountain of youth looks at the BET Awards has your aunties wanting him to bring the pain to their soggy bloomers.
Soggy bloomers. Hell no.
Dude, soggy bloomers. That's crazy. But, it's true. You know what I'm saying? Weren't the 90s awesome?
Anyway. Yes, they were.
Yeah, in the 90s, I don't think we really would have had much of a show if we were doing it back then, because most of the material probably would have been about Bobby Brown.
Yeah. And it wouldn't make it to print very often either. It wouldn't be in print as much as it is on social media now.
That's what I'm saying. Much material. There wouldn't have been too, but like turn of the century, man. And I mean, we know, like, because we've been doing this for a long time. Long time, since I was living in Dallas. Like, that was like 12 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Wowie wow. Okay, what the heck is this? What the hell is this?
That's how Cam Newton types.
It's even written for, even since the news, it's even written funny.
That's how he types in real life, Cam Newton.
Are you serious, bro?
Yes, pull up his Instagram, Cameron Newton, right now. You will see. That's how he types in real life. That's why the headlines type that way.
Dude, why?
He's an FBI. They cross-dressers.
Dude, I'm serious. Like, dude, why? I'm going to check it out, too. Because that is preposterous. Like, for real?
If you can pull up your Instagram right now, pull up right now, you will see it. He types in hieroglyphics.
Dude said in hieroglyphics. Chill Keith, uniform King Cam Newton tries unsuccessfully to buy white man's seat on plane for $1,500 to get more leg room. Really? So
yeah,
not only does he write like an imbecile, but he's just a flat out imbecile. To get more leg room.
That was his take, to get more leg room.
I mean, I think he has enough money to basically rent his own little private jet.
You would think.
So why are you trying to buy some guy's seat for $1,500?
That is an FUI for you right there.
That is unreal. It's real, but it's unreal. All right, man. Wow. Still on site. T.I. and his entourage allegedly fade Floyd Mayweather's DJ over timing?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I just had like that was a serious moment of silence.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Ooh.
Terrible.
Yeah, Tiny, okay, moving on. Just gonna leave it at that. I can't sit here and think about that all day.
She's like a short version of Wendy Williams that's had surgery to enhance her body. But still, you can't shake certain things.
Right. I'm just saying, People are going to do what they want to do. You understand? Now, you have to be prepared for what comes with whatever you do because you're in the public eye. You understand? At the same token, there are certain things that you try to steer clear of. And one of those things is family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a smart man just wouldn't bring wives, husbands, you know what I'm saying, in family, children, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's totally off limits. You know what I'm saying? It just is. So they got people out there, you know, their mouths are just too big. You know what I'm saying? They're doing too much. Sometimes the best way to get paid and the best way to keep getting paid, if you can feel what I'm saying, keep your mouth shut and let it fly.
I agree totally with you, brother.
I'm telling you, brother. I mean, I'm serious. Sometimes the best way to get your coin, shut up, do what you're doing. You understand? Because, man, look. Okay. Wu Chile. Tierra Marie, arrested for DWI after being caught driving a car with three wheels.
Jesus.
After driving a car with three wheels.
Was it a big wheel? Like a kid's big wheel toy? Like,
I don't know, but here's my thing. How drunk do you have to be? That said, a car with three wheels. That means, I mean, what I'm gathering for it is something happened to the fourth wheel. What happened, we don't have any information on at the moment. But how drunk do you have to be caught up driving on three wheels and you didn't actually do a bank robbery or something like that? Just food for thought. Just food for thought. 50 Cent Pedley posts this. Oh, he posted that?
Mm-hmm. He couldn't wait to post it about it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, 50 Cent has been on a roll as of late.
He's King Petty.
Oh, dude. He's hilarious. I ain't lying. Okay. Who? NBA draftees mistake Destiny's Child. Dude, are you serious? Ooh, wow. NBA draftees mistake Destiny's Child for the Cheetah Girls. And more pop culture travesties to make us feel old in Name the 90s.
Yes, they were pushing it bad.
I mean, I kind of was just talking about that. You know, what I've noticed, even with our current rap artists, they don't know, don't show, and really don't give a rat's ass about the superstars and legends that paved the way in the 80s or the 90s. Like, they have no idea.
But they'll show sample their music, though.
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. You remember when, as a matter of fact, not only do they sample the music, but they sample the entire culture of what was happening in the 90s. I'm talking about from the clothes to the hair to the jewelry, the whole thing. But they have no respect and really don't know anything. You know what I'm saying? Or do they even care to know, you know, about that era? They'll just vulture with the trend. You know what I'm saying? But they really don't care about it. Not on the level that we care about it because we came up in that era. Like, that era was important. And it still is important to us that live in that era. Lucky us. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to tell you straight up, if you grew up in the 80s, and if you can remember the entire 90s, you're blessed. Because that ain't going to never happen again. You know what I'm saying? The renaissance is as far as music, style, culture, fashion, whatever, business, will never be it again. You understand? Instead, things seem really regurgitated. You know what I'm saying? and on a level of, how should I say this? On a level of, it's almost like generic quality culture. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's generic. Like, we've seen it. You know, you'll say to yourself, we've seen it before. You know what I'm saying? But on the level that we've seen it, it was original. Now it's just a thrown up hodgepodge of retro madness. You understand? It's almost a slap in the face. But that's just my opinion, and who am I?
Well, I could throw it still further into the sports realm for its merchandise. All the throwback hats from the 90s, like the old team and the old logos.
Yes, sir.
Teams going back to those old color schemes, going back to the old logos. So, yes, even in sports, like the hardwood classic or the classic look of these teams sells more for some teams than the original look, like the Atlanta Hawks. The old Pac-Man look when Dominique Wilkins played for the Hawks and Tumbo sells more than the new Hawk look.
Absolutely. That's basically proving my point. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because of, like, the type of era that we live in now, people cherish those days. You know what I'm saying? And they really wish that they could come back, but they're not. You understand? So, you know, it's like, I mean, more power to them, but it's like they try to capitalize off of these trends that we've seen, and that people back then, it's almost like legendary times, they don't really give a rat's ass about it. It's only like we're just going to capitalize off. You know what I'm saying?
Because these millennials haven't seen it yet.
You understand?
Wow, this
right.
is cool. So it's new for these up and coming kids. It's new to them. Why it's old to us?
Okay, right. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's totally original, and it was like a breath of fresh air. You know what I'm saying? And they're not, to them, it's like dollar signs, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I see it as a period that ought to be left alone for that reason. You know what I'm saying? Be original enough, you know, to come with original ideas, which they have. You know what I'm saying? But I think everything ought to be original. You know what I'm saying? And not putting a bruise on what these legends of that time and what people of that time brought to the table. You know, where am I at? Oh.
We're yikes.
Okay. Yikes. 13 Caucasian welfare queens arrested for defrauding over $104,000 in social services.
But if you ask Donald Trump and his minions, those are also black people did it. But it's wrong people.
Thank you.
And see, this is my thing about the GOP likes to red herring and conflate poverty entitlement programs to black people when there's more poor whites on entitlement programs, social services, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, or SNAP, however you want to call it, than black, because there's more poor whites in America and poor blacks.
Right.
There's more of them than there is of us. But the GOP likes to conflate that to make it say, oh, the darkies are taking all your stuff. It's the darkies doing it. No, it's your own. It's your own poor own you don't care about. But their own poor who vote for them religiously, but they don't even care about it. They only use them for power, to leverage, to keep power and money of those upper echelon Republican people, men who are rich on Wall Street and that top 1% that keeps their party going. But use those poor, dumb, broke white people in the South and in the Midwest to keep their power.
Dude, I couldn't have put that any better. You know, I've seen people try to deflect and try to say, well, that's because you only account for 13%. Let me tell you something. It is what it is. You understand? The numbers ain't gonna lie. Just like they say. All those numbers don't lie. Right, the numbers don't lie. There are more Caucasians on public aid than any as single-handedly any other race. You understand? But they'll deflect that on us. And you know, media plays a big part in it, too. You understand? Mm-hmm. But that's just, it's just not the case. It's just not the case. You understand? The thing is we have a lot of poor people in this nation. We shouldn't, but that's the way it is. That's our nation for you. You understand? And I think a lot of times we have people in high places, you understand, that use people who are not in fault the way they should be, or they are not as intelligent, you understand, and they try to almost manipulate them to the point where they see themselves as something that they're totally not, if you can catch my drift. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When in fact, we have people from all sections that do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But the numbers don't lie. You understand? There's more white people on public aid, you know, welfare and so on and so forth. Food stamps, you name it, than anybody else. That's fact. That's documented. You understand? But it's almost if you can't explain that to them. But that's something else.
Because they have to stroke that white fear by putting the darkies or the blacks on it or the Latinos on it as the poster child for it to get the scared of. Because, Lyndon Johnson said it, if you can convince the poorest white man that they're better than a black person, you have them. They do anything, you'll do anything you want for them.
Yeah.
Because they you convince them that they're better than the richest black man. The poorest white man with nothing is better than the richest black man. They'll do anything you have them. Do anything you want for them. So they conflate it very well, and those who are uninformed go with that narrative. But I will say this, if the Republicans cut entitlement programs, it's going to hurt more whites than it will hurt more blacks.
I'm serious.
This is facts.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? And fear is a bug. You know what I'm saying? I think we were going over that on the last show, like fear with the police.
Yes.
Fear is a mug. Like, I really don't believe that people, you know, really get the definition of what fear or the true meaning of what fear is. You know what I'm saying? Like, fear is a mug, and I don't know what they think they know about us that makes them so scared. You understand? And so ready to, you know, so ready to deflect, you understand? And it just doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but I know it's
the break here, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Gotta hit this break here. We'll catch this on segment 3 with Kevin 73 about this. Folks, up next is the emails. Boston Hollywood segment 1's over. More emails for you after the break. Check us out. Get ready for it. Get ready for you. Get your brain cells ready to lose them. Emails are up next. Boston Hollywood,
crap.
We out.
Oh, God.
And if you don't know, now you know. You know.